Exclusive. Republican Representative Bob Good asks how Biden crime family money compromised how the president has treated China. By Brick and Eftis on February 9, 2023. Washington, D.C., Representative Bob Good. RVA, on Tuesday, questioned the degree to which the money ties and business partnerships the Biden crime family has with the Chinese compromised how the president has treated China. Speaking with Breitbart News in the nation's capital, Good said the Biden administration's delayed reaction to the Chinese spy balloon that made its way from the Pacific to Atlantic coasts without being shot down demonstrates Biden's continued weakness on the national stage, his indecisiveness. He's weak. He's not respected. And you also have to question, with the amount of money the Biden crime family has made off of their business relationships in China. The Virginia Republican said. He flew Hunter Biden on Air Force 2 to meet with Chinese business relationships. How has the millions that family has made off those business relationships compromised how the president has treated China? Good asked. The previous president considered China to be an adversary that needed to be confronted. That's been demonstrated to be true for those who maybe doubted that. This president considers China to be a partner to be worked with. And you see us being bullied by China and the president hesitating to act, and it's embarrassed the United States. It just demonstrates Biden's continued weakness on the national stage. His indecisiveness. It was his own Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, during the Obama administration, the Obama-Biden administration, who said President Biden, then at the time Vice President, but for 40 years, he's been wrong on every national security, foreign policy decision and issue, Good continued. That continues to be the case. His instincts are wrong. When asked about the new Republican majority's relationship with the White House, given the amount of investigations that will be pursued. The Old Dominion congressman replied, "We've got to put the American people at the forefront and do what's best for the country and what the American people elect us to do. That means cutting the spending as we're going to do with this debt ceiling battle. That means fighting to secure the border. That means standing up for school choice, those kinds of things. Returning to American energy independence," he explained. But it also means, after 2 years of unchecked abuse by this administration, weaponization of the government against its citizens, two-tier justice system, no investigation into the causes of the China virus, where and how China allowed that to happen, Good said. So it's incumbent upon the Judiciary Committee and Oversight Committee, the Select Committee on China, but also the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, all of them to do their work to uncover and bring transparency and accountability to this administration. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.